Well, the city of Newport has made a surprising gesture here in announcing rather suddenly that the Newport Visual Arts Center might be for sale. Tell me how that process happened and what your reaction was to that.
Well, it is something that, came to the attention of the Oregon Coast, Council for the Arts, just very recently. And, there is the current thought about getting, things lined up so that there can be the potential sale of the property. The stance that the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts is taking is that, we really believe that the Visual Arts Center is a significant community asset, and it meets a critical public need. And because of community and public, we are hoping to have this, to get into a discussion and a dialogue with the city. I might indicate that OCCA has always had a very good relationship with the city of Newport because, of course, we are the management team that manages the Visual Arts Center as well as the Performing Arts Center. So our goal is to open up discussion, to have some more discussion, to maybe kind of slow this down a little bit so that people have an opportunity for input, that maybe some focus groups can be established. This topic is slated to come up on Monday, October the 7th at 6 o'clock in the evening at City Hall. So we're encouraging, interested people and artists and arts groups. Many people use the Visual Arts Center to attend that meeting. But our long-term goal or wish for this is that we spend some time in dialogue and see what might be the place to go instead of just charging ahead so fast.
This was announced at the Newport City Council meeting. Was that a surprise to you?
That it was coming up that evening, a couple of days before, I had been apprised for the first time that I had heard anything about it by a city staff person. And that was on Friday the 13th. And, of course, I was, I was quite shocked about this. Did not know or realize that coming out of executive session that following Monday, the 16th, that the city council would move forward on that and actually put it on the agenda. So that did happen. I was surprised about that, and that happened rapidly. But the initial contact from the staff person was also a huge surprise.
The Newport Visual Arts Center is apparently in need of a fair amount of work. Has that contributed to the decision? What's your assessment of that building?
Well, it could. Anytime that you own property, Eric, as you know, there's upkeep. There's paint or there's a roof or there's this or the plumbing or whatever. The city of Newport owns many buildings around here. I wouldn't say that the Visual Arts Center necessarily needs any more work than another building might. Things cycle in and need done. But obviously, of course, right now on city councilors' minds and some other committees that are looking at all of the buildings here in Newport, obviously now that's forefront in their minds.
Anything that you would like to see in terms of how the process moves forward?
Well, I would like to see that we have a calm, intelligent discussion, that more information is presented, put out. I'm not sure that all of the city council members maybe are aware of the impact that the Newport Visual Arts Center has in the way of community and the hundreds of people who use it, the thousands of people. We keep stats, for example, and in FY 11-12, over 21,000 people came to look at the three galleries at the Newport Performing at the Newport Visual Arts Center. That's just people coming to the galleries. Hundreds of people take classes there on a weekend, week out basis. It's a real community center. And then, of course, some of the rooms are rented, and more community uses it. So our, meaning Oregon Coast Council for the Arts, our hope is that we step back a bit, we do some discussing, we get some more information, and look at various options, opportunities, etc., instead of just, you know, plowing forward.
It seems reflective in a certain way of what's been going on across the country in many places as budgets have tightened. The arts seem to suffer disproportionately compared to some other aspects of community in times of economic difficulty.
Well, sometimes it does seem that way, doesn't it? But that doesn't mean that sort of thing has to play out that way here in Newport.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you'd like to say before we go?
Well, I would just encourage people in the listening area to keep abreast of what is happening and going on, you know, because we know from our stats, people come from, you know, all over Oregon, many towns in Oregon, you know, 46 of the 48 states, you know, over 12 countries at least per year. You know, keep up on what's going on. Support, write letters to city councilors about this or to the interim city manager, whatever, and just keep abreast. As I say, right now, this is slated to be on the agenda again Monday, October 7th at 6 p.m. at City Hall.